With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Allies of President Biden trying to block third-party bids that threaten his re-election. We get the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Worried that third-party bids from the centrist group No Labels and Robert Kennedy Jr. could take votes away from Joe Biden, the president's allies are taking action. In some cases, they're launching legal challenges to keep opponents off state ballots. Others are asking donors not to send money to lower-tier candidates. Demand for a third-party presidential candidate has reached record highs amid deep voter dissatisfaction with Joe Biden and likely rival Donald Trump. Greg Clugston reporting.
Don't ask Stellantis what kind of engines will be in its new generation of large vehicles, at least not until after this year's election.
The company's new large vehicle underpinnings announced on Friday are key to the company's ability to adjust to European and U.S. government electric vehicle requirements that could change depending on this year's elections. CEO Carlos Tavares says the company's new large platform is flexible enough to handle batteries and electric motors, gas electric hybrids, and internal combustion engines. Flexibility, he says, is important because policies promoting EVs as a way to fight climate change could be rescinded depending on who's elected. Bob Agner reporting.
U.S. and Chinese officials have completed the third meeting of a working group established to cooperate on financial issues, a step that continues the trend set by the two powers last November to try and ease some tensions. Officials from the U.S. Department of Treasury met with counterparts at the People's Bank of China. Microsoft says state-backed Russian hackers broke into its corporate email system and accessed accounts of members of the company's leadership team, as well as those of cybersecurity and legal employees. Microsoft says the intrusion began sometime in late November and was just discovered. This is SRN News. Global Christian Relief has unveiled the first ever searchable database of violent persecution against individuals because of their religion.
Many places around the world, people are facing violence, great discrimination and oppression to be able to practice their faith.
GCR President David Curry says the database is designed to draw attention to what has become a worldwide crisis.
I hope it's going to draw a whole bunch of people into this discussion to help solve this problem that we're facing, because it's really a fundamental human right. You don't have the right to study and believe, practice your own faith. You're not really free because it is the first and most fundamental right.
Anyone can view the violence database at globalchristianrelief.org. It also tracks by reports of date, country, religion, and perpetrator. This is SRN News. Japan becomes the fifth nation in history to put something on the moon.
The unmanned spacecraft landed on the lunar surface early Saturday, but possible problems with the power supply could jeopardize the mission. A Japanese space official says they believe onboard rovers were launched, sending data back to Earth. But the spacecraft's solar battery isn't generating power, and it only has a few hours of battery life. Even so, Japan's prime minister is already pledging support for his country's future space exploration. George Williams reporting.
The man who created the classical music parody personality P.D.Q. Buck has passed away. Peter Schickele was 88. His humor consisted of things like giving a sports play-by-play of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. He would often give music lectures about supposedly discovered works by the mythical P.D.Q. Buck, with titles like Grand Serenade for an Awful Lot of Winds and Percussion. This is SRN News.